And it is time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis here on KLGR. Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every week, we're talking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, we've got two big reports coming out tomorrow. Is that having any impact on the markets right now?
Yeah, for sure, Scott. I think that's going to be the main focus here going forward, and it's been the main focus here this week. You know, you get these big quarterly reports. You know, the March one was the last planting intentions report, as well as your quarterly grain stocks. And tomorrow you have your final planted acres and your quarterly grain stocks again. And, you know, you get those major reports and they pre-trade it throughout the week. It seems like people shore up positions, don't want to get too lopsided one way or the other. So you have funds profit taking. And, you know, part of that too is it's the end of the quarter. And as you come into end of the quarter, if there's good profits to be had, you know, the specs and the fund traders like to show a profit at the end of the quarter and, you know, get out of some of those positions as well and start clean. So you're seeing that little consolidation here. We've had a few down days in a row on both corn and beans, and it looks more the same today. Nothing wild as far as big trading ranges, but definitely a little lower trade. And, you know, like you mentioned, those reports will be pretty big news. Historically, it's the most volatile report of the year. Doesn't have to be, but time and time again, it usually throws a loop, and the markets trade in pretty big ranges on days like tomorrow. So, you know, the one thing to remember is that the surveys are a couple weeks old, and, you know, with the type of year we've had, there's definitely a lot of planting or not, you know, done past that survey date. So, you know, we'll probably have to wait till reports closer to this fall to get maybe a little more updated number, but it'll at least freshen the balance sheet up for now. And there's huge ranges. You look at the range of trade estimates for corn acres, it's almost 8 million acre range from top to bottom. The low guess is 82, the high guess is close to 90. In June, we were at 89.8, and the average guess would be to drop those acres a little over 3 million to 86.5. Beans, we were at 84.6 last month, and the guess is to drop it almost 2 million acres to about 84.3. But again, there's a range of 5.5 million acres there on the bean side as well.
So, Jalen, you mentioned that the trading ranges for today are fairly tight. Where are we seeing support and resistance this week?
Yeah, I would say support. You know, you look at some moving averages that we haven't got down to in a long time. September corn, you know, July is going to go off the board or done being traded from a merchandising standpoint today. So you're looking at support on September corn, 442 and three quarter, resistance at 468 and three quarter. December corn, look for support at 450. Resistance at 473, and if we would break that, you look at that $4.90 to $5 range. November beans support at 914, resistance at 948, followed by 971.
So, Jalen, of course, Monday is the start of a new month. What are some of the things you're going to be keeping an eye on for next week?
Yeah, you know, if we can skate past this and get the report news behind us, obviously we can trade it a little more at the start of next week and get everyone shored up with a new quarter. But, you know, you're going to be looking back to weather then after that. Usually that 4th of July week, we're looking, you know, nearing right up on pollination in the first part of July. And, you know, you're looking at extended forecast to see if it's going to be hot and dry, and that gets the market bullish, if so. And honestly, if we show hot and dry this time around next week, I would say that's actually a little bit bearish, because that's the weather we need at this point. Plenty of moisture everywhere, and need a little heat to catch up on the GDU. So it's kind of opposite. If you would show that cool, wet pattern continuing, that would be a little bullish as we go into next week. So we'll be watching extended forecast. Next week's 4th of July on Thursday, so that Wednesday, Friday trade gets a little lighter volume, and, you know, you can add a little pre-4th of July fireworks to the trade sometimes as well. And then we do have Trump is meeting with China this weekend at the G20 summit, and, you know, China wants U.S. to drop all of our tariffs. The U.S. is considering adding more tariffs than what we currently have on, so, you know, definitely be interesting to see what comes out of that Sunday night, Monday as well.
Well, Jalen, I know they're talking heat for Saturday and Sunday, so hopefully that'll push the crops where they need to go for the development. We've been talking with Jalen Pietig. This has been the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott.